This is the Ray Devotion for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012. Good morning. This is Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me in this short morning devotion as part of the Good Neighbor Hour. This week I'm reflecting upon the topic of priorities and putting the most important, the first things in your life, in your priority list, first. Making sure that they fit into your days and your life. Making sure that you accomplish those things instead of getting distracted by so many other requests of your life and your time. Yesterday, I introduced the topic that comes from Stephen Covey's book, First Things First, which is that we are addicted to urgency. We often operate out of a sense of crisis and focus on what's going on. Someone calls us and want us to help in some fashion, and so we drop everything, even something very important, to go and help. There's probably a lot of different cases that can come to your mind of ways in which you focus on what is most urgent instead of what is most important. I grew up on a farm north of Bird City. It's a farm that's about 12 miles up there. It's in some of those canyon areas north of Bird City, Kansas. What are often called the breaks. They extend from north of St. Francis and Cheyenne County all the way over to Rawlins County. And we lived on a farmstead that was kind of in a low area. It had a one-way road that was about 2 miles from the highway to get to our house. So most often persons did not come and just drive by our house on their way to something else. If they were coming down the road, they were coming down to see us, unless, I guess, they were lost. So I developed a habit growing up as a child of dropping everything to go and see who it was that was coming down the road. Maybe we were in the middle of a meal, or we were watching something, or I was reading a book, or whatever it might be. I would stop those activities, those actions, and go to the window to see who was coming, and then often go outside to greet them. My family then moved into Bird City when I was in high school. And for the first 6 months at least, I remember every time I heard a vehicle driving down the street in front of our house, I would stop whatever it was I was doing and run to the window to see who it was. It was so instilled in me that the person who might be driving by might want to be coming to see me, that I would leave important things to go and see what was happening. I realized that I did this with the phone and the doorbell. So many different interruptions of urgent things would come and keep me from doing the most important. For you and I to put the most important things in our lives at the highest priority and to make sure they fit into our lives, we have to be intentional. We have to look at our schedule maybe a week at a time and plan and actually schedule those commitments. As you go about this week, on this Wednesday, I invite you to reflect how it is that throughout the rest of this week, you could just make an experiment. You could try to find a way to discover what's the most important thing I need to do with the rest of my week, and how can I block time off, make sure it happens in my life. I invite you to do so, to be a way of blessing, to be in service of others, to live out the calling that's been placed on your heart. Let us pray. God, help us. Help us to understand what our normal default is and to know what it takes. Know how it is that we might respond and change to put the most important things in our lives first. Give us the strength to do that. Give us the resolve. Invite us to take a moment today to make it happen for just the days that are before us. God, will you bless us? Bless us and strengthen us as we seek to be faithful in all our ways. In Jesus' name, amen. I wish you a blessed day, grace and peace to you from Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church.